Spur of the Smoke Podcast. Welcome back. Special request. We got 6ix9ine. This is the 6ix9ine mixtape review, album review. It's the 6ix9ine, nigga, the rainbow purple hair. You know what I mean? Let me see. I think my favorite song that I heard, I didn't listen to them all because it's like, to me, it's like Latin slash rap. It's like Latin trap rap. That's what it's, you know what I'm saying? It's like he's saying rap nigga shit, but he's saying it in like a trap. So it's kind of like what Lil Baby and Gunna and them do. I think that's why the Gunna feature and the Lil Baby feature kind of fit it, because it's kind of like the same thing, or better yet, it's almost like, I don't want to say this, but it's almost like he took their flow on there, on this whole tape, for real. Like, all his songs is like he giving you, well, not all of them, but he went down from the, like, the skunk, and he went down from all that shit, and he tried to slow it down, so it's like he giving you, like a smooth Spanish flow, but it's hip hop shit though. Like, it's like, you know what I'm saying? It's like if a Spanish R&B person started writing trap shit to their music. That's how it kind of sits. Like, I'm gonna play. Let me go to my favorite track. And look, and the crazy part is, man, from day one, when I talked about him, I said, Young, I fuck with bro when he was like cool, man, like, you know what I'm saying, like, when he was cool, and he would basically, you know, he was like coming from a humble beginning. And I still haven't went, and I ain't gonna lie, I still haven't went and watched that goddamn Jordan Tyre video mixtape of him because like it just looks so corny, and I'm sorry to say, but like and another thing about him, and I was right, because I watched some New York bloggers. I watched some New York vloggers. Say the same thing, and you know they break down rap a little bit more because rap kind of like originated from them, so they kind of like they break that shit down, you know what I'm saying, like a lot thorougher, you know. And a person, dude, that been in the game and in the hip hop thing for about 20 something years, and he was saying the same thing. He basically was saying your shit was jolly. His shit was kind of like gothic, like it wasn't even really. It wasn't even real hip hop rap on no kind of level of what he's talking about right now. Like, this is not even on the way he was rapping on this shit is not even on the same scale. Like, he completely went in a different direction. Here's Kiki Kaka, and look, I'm tired of these fucking names. Kiki, Fifi, Kiki, Biki, Biki, Kaka, Kaka. All this bullshit. Just name the fucking songs, man. 6ix9ine, here we go. Bitch, we in the city on that hot shit. Looking for a video on that hot shit. Y'all ain't getting money, nigga, stop this shit. I've been running globe talking hot shit. Come on, sons, take a chair with it. Come on, sons, take a chair with it.
I'm on my goalie, I'm on my bullshit.
I'm on my old shit.
I'm on the niggas I used to roll with.
I know you used to see me with niggas, but that's the old shit. Real nigga, quit the ball, fuck the trigger. Fat nigga, definition of a real nigga. Fuck nigga, quit the fucking hate nigga. Bitch nigga, definition of a bitch nigga. Now wildin', ready for all the violence. I don't need a nigga jacking that he riding. I got this 4/5, this shit all up on my head. I blow that shit, now you ain't bout to throw the hat.
Bitch, we in the city on the high shit. Looking for clout. Saw the paddock go bust down, try to run down. Bitch hit me on a touchdown, but I curved it. They be begging me to keep the bitch, but I don't need the bitch. Ray Charles, John Cena shit, I can see the bitch. In the DM sending naked pics over that bitch. But I send it in the pool, even though I'm rich as shit.
If fuck you,
oh wait, I forgot you can't say that shit. You just gonna start with everything else that start with the team.
It's fucking Trojan.
Now that was cool. That was cool. Now he had to go that he had to go that lane with Tory Lanez because Tory Lanez portrays that gangster image, but really he just a short nigga with the short little nigga Canadian complex for real. And I'll say Canadian because this nigga get up on stage and call us Americans, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, half of us ain't, like, come on, man. It ain't even different. That man actually got up and said, these fucking Americans, like, he was a fucking British boxer or something. Like, come on, nigga, you know you want to be us, nigga. Like, that's why you doing and you, that shit you doing is us over there. That that swag and all that shit that you got, them chains, all that shit that you wearing, that swear how you wear that shit, you got that shit from America. Talking about these fucking Americans, but back to the 6ix9ine album, TikTok, Lil Baby. Now see, this one's a little different, you know what I mean? Now, but I ain't gonna lie, I don't know why he went this direction with Lil Baby, but hey, it's a hit, you know what I'm saying? It's gonna probably be a hit or whatever. But like I said, I feel like the Gunna song was a lot better. The Lil Baby one is getting more light, but the Gunna one is better than me. To be perfectly honest with you, he's garbage. He's really garbage. But, you know, no hating at all, but he's garbage. It's like all he does really is, like, he has no mind with the music, but it's not his fault. It's the way that, like, that's how they like it. You know what I'm saying? Like, they want you to be like this. Like, he has no mind for music, like, besides old shit. Like, if you listen to his music, all his music is like harmonies from other thing or it'll be the same thing for like at the end of this song, you know, that shit sounded tight. I ain't gonna lie, that shit was sounding tight. But that was the same cadence from the other song with Nicki Minaj, the Fifi one. See, it's the same cadence. I mean, he said it. He went on Wendy. You know I ain't lying because he went on. I'm just bringing to life what he already said. He already said that he don't give a fuck about this shit. He be playing. People talking about Fifi, one of his best songs, and he be like, he got one on Angela Martinez, and told him shit that he was fucking in the studio playing when he made that shit. Like that shit was nothing. Like it took me. Like that shit was nothing to fucking hit. I'm just, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just saying what he already said. Like, and I can hear it in this when you listen to his record. Like, you can hear it. Like he ain't really. Like there's another song I'm gonna play it. I can't think of it right now, but it's another one. Like he basically just used an old cadence from something else, and then just basically put, you know, he put his words to it, and that's cool. Like that's like it's honestly tight when it's honestly tight when people do that, but. You can't be doing that throughout a whole album, but like I said, this is a new age for music, you know. Like I said, this is and it's gonna ride. Like you see the numbers it's doing, it's gonna ride. You know, a lot of little kids gonna listen to this, and you know, and like I said, it's probably some good music for while you working out or. You know, cleaning or, you know what I'm saying, some shit like that. It's probably cool. But I don't know about the solo bump. I don't know if you'll catch yourself solo, really solo bumping. Maybe a few of the songs. Maybe that Tory Lanez one. Like, you know, that was dope. That the one with Tory Lanez with the I do my own stats. Yeah, that was tight. I was definitely fucking with that. So maybe that one, but I don't know if you really going. I don't know. You could fuck with it, but I doubt it. You know, his mama. This is Kanye. Kanye verse. I understand all this bullshit. It's just them. Like I say, it's just them fitting in, man. Like look at Meek Mill. Like look how many times you hearing Meek Mill say no cap. You know what I mean? Like they just try to fit in, man. Pop it, she get started, she won't never stop it. Lil Tati, Tati, choosing everybody. Split, splash, apple bottles make that ass fat. She got that wet, got me blowing through this whole bag. She got bees, got some cheese, now they double D's. Thought I had to free, kick around my mama, coming home at 3. Whole thicker, thicker, thicker than a fucking snicker. Truck dealer, professional love whipper. In the winter, buy your whole chinchilla. Man, oh my God, she Instagram famous, but she can't keep a job. Man, oh my God, swipe a 30-inch weave on a sugar daddy car. Man, oh my God, her doctor got her busting out her motherfucking bra. Man, oh my God, she Uber to a nigga with no car. Talking about the relish, I do not embellish. Jacket got wings, shoes got propellers. Gave all my jealous to my boy Marcellus. Pulled up with no laces, set the whole block jealous. Oh Lord Jesus Christ, I don't need advice. Ride nigga life, tell him read my rights. Made it hot at night, look at what my eyes. 15 in the game, baby girl, I got stripes. Kanye up like a dog, then I hit 6-9. To give a rap producer head. If I do though, I'ma write a book like Superhead. This ain't Wonder that I'm making this as super bread. Splish splash, fuck them in a hurry, quick fast. Still a pink wig, thick ass whiplash. Got him coming, Roger over dispatch. Got my box is the best, he met his match. I got all these bitches wanting to be Barbie dolls. Barbie dream house, pink and purple marble walls. Pull up in that Barbie worry, finna bury y'all. She threw dirt on my name, ended up at her own bury y'all. Kanye dressed me up like a doll, then I hit 6-9. Tell him give me the ball, bitch, it's the dream team. Magic is my recall, Kanye squad on call, bunch of crystals. Kanye dressed me up like a doll, then I hit 6-9. Thank you. lie. Nicki Minaj went off on that joint. I was fucking with that verse. And Kanye, like I said, Kanye and Jay-Z, it's like either one of them, if you get a verse for either one of them, that shit gonna be a guaranteed cranker. Cause like both of them niggas minds is like on they minds is really on genius mode. That's a cool song. He got, you know, plenty of features, you know what I'm saying? Like I say, I think he realized at this point in his career, like, he gonna have to go the feature route, you know what I'm saying? Because it's damn near a feature on almost every track. Because he really can't go by himself no more, because how he, the style, like, with that yelling shit, it's only so much you can say with that shit. That's why you keep hearing the same shit with him, like, you know, like, the, like, suck my dick with your mother lips. Like, how many times did you hear that? You know what I mean? Because that shit, so, like, he literally be rhyming shit like, ah, ah, like, he be like, you have nothing to say that you have to rhyme, ah, ah. Like, that's really, like, oh, man, I don't know, man. This is some, like, I can't call this album fire. I can't. It's not right, man. It's not right with all the other album reviews. I can do a local mixtape and break down a local mixtape and give you song by song on something better than this. This is, I mean, like I said, we'll just call it some cool trash. You know, like it's some cool trash. With great features, he's saved by the features. The features hit home, cause I he get it. He can't do it by himself. Like, I guarantee you that he probably will never put, like, he will never be like on some J. Cole shit. That's why J. Cole, remember, people fuck with J. Cole, like, nah, he ain't got no features. Cause he feel like niggas is some shit. You know what I'm saying? But there's other people that get a whole bunch of features because they like, man, we need it. Like, local artists, we need them. You know, we need the features. Like, you gotta get a feature here. You want to bring the people in, but when you already on a huge level as he is, I ain't gonna lie. I thought he would have came for his second tape. I thought he would have came out with like no features. Maybe like one. I thought maybe it was like Lil Baby, and that was it. Like, you know what I'm saying? But it's almost like he makes his hits with another person. That's why I was wondering, like, why in the beginning he always would tell you, he would put it in your face. Like no features. No, I did the shit on myself. So y'all can't say that it's no, like, it's because of the features. Like, nigga, Nicki Minaj got a trillion fans and a trillion and more and one haters. So, you know what I'm saying? Nigga, that feature did take you to another fucking level. Like, with, especially and at that moment, like, you know what I'm saying? Because the shit don't last long. If you ain't consistent, once the industry figure out that you ain't really saying shit, and then it's just your antics and the, you know, the, like, how your videos look, then you kind of, like, you kind of gonna fall off. You see what I'm saying? So, and like I said, even if he was, whenever he come home or whatever, I don't know. Like I said, I don't know where he's gonna go, like, to me, I think this will probably be the first and the last. Because, like I said, if this dude comes home, man, like, what is he going to rap about? Like, everything that the gangster shit is stand for, you know, he done already, like, the jail, it's the situation, like, you get into altercation, it's the shootout or the fight or when you get jumped or something like that. It's either the situation or it's in that jail cell is where you get determined. It's in the streets is where they checkpoint you. Like, you see what I'm saying? You could be like, oh yeah, I'm a gangster like shit, but jail is the checkpoint. Oh yeah. License registration, gangster. We'll see if you hard, homie. You hard? You have been to the pen? You know what I'm saying? That shit is real. What the report say? He was G-checked immediately. That might not have happened if he wouldn't have been doing all that shit he was doing. You know what I'm saying? We all know that. You know what I'm saying? But that's that, the test for the gangster shit was, that was the test. Those were the, you know what I'm saying, that situation. You done failed that. The way you, like, how you, like, to call your, that's what I'm saying, like, it's so fucked up because you call yourself, he called himself the king of New York to these little kids and had these little kids thinking he was really the king of New York and not knowing that. But him even being a kid, he didn't even know that saying you the king of New York, you gotta be good behind the walls too. You gotta have some niggas in there, and you gotta have some niggas in the pen. Ain't, you don't know no niggas locked up and you the king of somewhere, that don't even make sense. You can't be there like that. It's that shit all, man. It's difficult. You know, it's difficult. I explain to you on another level, but like it's that street shit and the jail cell is like one place. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like the same thing. It's just that when you know what I'm saying, the jail is where they catch you. That's when you know what I'm saying? Then the life behind that wall, that's another life. Jail ain't about sitting in the cell and reading books and shit. That ain't what jail about. When you go in that jail, that's another world. So you living, how can you live in that world? Like when motherfucker, when all that shit that you was doing on the outside, now that shit tatted on you when you walk into jail. Oh yeah, you the nigga that said you the king of New York, everybody a bitch. You say my man, ho, cuz. It might be a Chief Keef fan favorite in that motherfucker. Like, you said Chief Keef was a bitch on your last record, huh? You know what I'm saying? Some dumb shit like that. That's some dumb shit, but I'm just saying, that's how that jail shit is. All that type of shit. And then, now when you banging the colors, it's even more. That shit is even more onto a level where I can't even explain. I don't know the Bloods and Crips shit like that or whatever, but I know in jail and all that shit is expanded even more. So there's certain rules you gotta follow for real with that type shit. You asked the judge not to put you with the Bloods and Crips, please. Huh? Big Blood? Big 6ix9ine. Big 6ix9ine didn't want to be with the Bloods or the Crips, please. Is what he said to the judge. Wow. So if he come home, I swear to God, it better not be a real nigga on that nigga post, man. Like, I don't know, man. Hey, but the mixtape is already fire. It's been out. I guess number one on the Billboard again. And again, I guess he's, how many tracks was it? Was 13 tracks, so that'd be 13 plus 10. So I guess he's 23 for 23 on the billboards. You know what I'm saying, man? You know, free that man. You don't want to see nobody, you know, incarcerated. But I think the act is up, man. Like you are really breaking the codes if you're gonna support this shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm just my thoughts, though. You know. Go ahead and boogie to the music, man. It's out. You know, it's, check it out. Nicki Minaj did her thing. Lil Baby did his thing. Gunna. You know, it's cool. You know, but, I don't know about your man, though. I don't know about your man with all this street shit, though. He might have to cease fire with that, man, you know, but, check him out.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.